This is Inside Florida Tech, a look at the people and programs of the Florida Institute of Technology. I'm Terry Wright, and we're very happy to have Kedra Daniels-Navaroli back. She's Assistant Director and Curator of the Ruth Funk Center for Textile Arts, and we have another fabulous exhibit coming up. It had to be pushed back because of the storm, but this one is called Cloth as Community. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yes, well, the exhibit is Cloth as Community, Hmong Textiles in America, and it opens on September 23rd. The exhibit is a traveling exhibition, and it features 28 textiles known as flower cloths or pandao. They're created by people in the Hmong community, and they were originally from China and parts of Southeast Asia. What's really unique about this exhibition is that the Hmong community was virtually non-existent in the U.S. before the Vietnam War. Many Hmong fought against communist forces and became refugees in Thailand when the U.S. left the region. Their traditional needlework was sold as a way to provide income for their families in the refugee camps, and that's essentially when it was introduced abroad. The cloths themselves were traditionally abstract. They were made as protective cloths for family members and babies and children and even for funerals after one had passed away. But in order to market them for Western audiences, again, they were in refugee camps and really were destitute and had nothing. So they were encouraged to sell their cloths. And in order to market them to Western audiences, the textiles were altered to feature animals, lively village scenes, and even the atrocities of the war and their suffering. They ultimately became a way for the Hmong to express their desires for a better life. So the exhibition will feature both abstract and representational cloths. And we're also really thrilled that the galleries will be really interactive. The Hmong are a comparatively new immigrant community here in the U.S. Again, they didn't arrive until the late 70s and early 80s. So we wanted visitors to learn their story through active engagement with activities centered on personal stories of culture, immigration, and travel. As an additional compliment to the show, we are also really pleased to present a local resident and photographer by the name of Peter Kasten. He actually lives right in Nogales. His beautiful photography were actually taken on location in the markets of Vietnam, and they feature Hmong women and children in traditional dress. The photos were actually be raffled off throughout the run of the exhibition, so we really encourage people to stop in and sign up.
That's a super way to learn more about this culture that you may not have heard about. How cool to have photographs of the actual people that made these things. And you guys always do an excellent job in making it interactive so people can make their own comparisons between their own lives and perhaps these folks.
Yes, connection is really, really important to us. And we really want people to be able to connect with new cultures and really have a chance to experience them.
Tell us how people can come and see this event.
Absolutely. So beginning September 23rd, the center will be open Tuesday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Saturday from noon to 4. Admission is free, and they can learn more about the exhibition and the center by visiting our website at textiles.fit.edu, emailing us at textiles@fit.edu, or calling us at 321-674-8313.
And another thing that people might not know is that there's actually parking spaces that are reserved for the museum.
And yes. Parking can sometimes be a challenge on campus, but yes, we do have parking that is located off of Babcock Street.
How long will this exhibit be on display?
This exhibition runs through December 16th.
Well, we look forward to checking out the exhibit, Cloth as Community, on display until December 16th. Kedra, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, Terry.
You can hear this interview, a podcast of any previous Inside Florida Tech. It's all on our website at wfit.org.